Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're going out to the fan hotline, which is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town, to talk to a man you might be familiar with, Steelers general manager, also on the board of the HM3 Partners Independence Fund, Mr. Kevin Colbert. Kevin, it's always a pleasure. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How about you guys? Understand this is your last show together. I didn't realize that.
It is. It'll be the Cook and Joe show, and then it'll be the PM team, Pony and Muller, in the afternoon. So we're going out with a bang today on location here.
Yeah, it's a great setup.
It is, and I do want to ask you about this because you are on the board of the HM3 Partners Independence Fund. Just tell people about this Celebrity Care Fest and what you guys all do in that capacity.
Yeah, it's really kind of a neat atmosphere. You know, it's a unique, as you're seeing, a unique setting to have great bands come into a residence like that and to perform for, you know, people that are out there to try to help others, and it's going to be a fun night. It's always exciting, but to have the two bands like Grand Funk Railroad and Earth, Wind & Fire playing on such a unique setting is great. But you know, to benefit the foundations that we're trying to help out, that's really the whole purpose of it. And I became involved with it this year after seeing the work that they did and how they did it, and it was interesting to me. And exciting to be part of such an event.
Well, Kevin, we actually had Will Allen, one of your former players, on, and he talked about how much last year being a beneficiary of the Celebrity Care Fest helped his foundation. And I want you to know, we asked him one safety of the two in a game to save the world, Polamalu or Ed Reed, and he gave the right response of Troy Polamalu.
Well, I tell you what, you couldn't go wrong with either one of those because those were two unique players for their time period. And obviously, you know, Troy was special for us, as, you know, Ed Reed was for Baltimore. And to see them both play simultaneously, sometimes you took that for granted. But, you know, we were amongst greatness, and it was fortunate for both teams. But, you know, Troy, of course, would get my vote because he and Ed are both Hall of Famers, but Troy was our Hall of Famer.
Kevin, it's been fun watching your younger quarterbacks in the preseason, and everybody's wondering what happens now. I mean, Josh Dobbs, I think anyway, has really shown out here. So my first question would be, is it completely insane to think you could keep four?
Well, you know what, Joe? It would be unusual for a team to keep four. It has happened in the past. You know, I know the Steelers did it when Cordell was first starting out, but of course he had that position flexibility and, you know, did some work as a receiver as well as a quarterback. So it's been unlikely for teams to keep four, whether or not we will or won't. I can't say at this point. I do agree that it has been fun to watch those two young guys compete. You know, really the whole quarterback position has been a real uplifting viewing for us this year when it started with Ben coming in the condition he was in. And, you know, he didn't get to perform a lot in the preseason by our choice, but when he did, he certainly excites us still at this point. Landry Jones came in and, you know, did what Landry does. He's been very consistent in that role. And, the limited reps that he took this year was really a reason to give the other guys the extra looks that a guy like Landry got in the past. And when Joshua and Mason got the opportunities, they've performed well, and it's exciting. And it's encouraging to know that, you know, we have options at the most critical position. And that was, we didn't know that going in. We, of course, put guys in that position, but to be able to come through like they have to that point, they're giving us difficult decisions to make, which is which is a very pleasant dilemma.
Are other teams, are you finding interested in Dobbs and Landry?
Well, what we do, you know, we contact everybody at this point. Everybody's kind of going through the same thing. They're going through their final evaluations, where their strengths and weaknesses may be. You know, half the teams in the league only carry two quarterbacks. You know, so we're guessing it'll probably be half that'll have two and half that'll have three. Some may or may not be, and, you know, satisfied with who they have, and we'll continue to look at that because, you know, we always like to say, well, let's not make a decision until we have to, and we have until, you know, 4 o'clock tomorrow to make those types of decisions. So we'll make sure that we go through all the data, make sure we have all the contacts, and try to make the best decision for the Steelers that we can make.
Is the plan right now, Kevin, to go into the season with Landry as Ben's backup?
Well, that's an option for sure. Like I said, those other two, though, have shown signs that maybe they can be that person, that player as well, and that's a really a good thing. So what we have to do is, again, try to figure out the best 53 and to make those decisions based on, you know, not only abilities but availabilities and, you know, who can help us beat the Cleveland Browns and can we have that plus this player and that player. And it's really just a continued open discussion that probably will go down to the wire.
Steelers GM Kevin Colbert joining us right now on Starkey and Muller. He's also on the board of the HM3 Partners Independence Fund, and that's where we're at right now, Gibsonia, for the 2018 Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting, among other foundations, the Jerome Bettis, the Bus Stops Here Foundation. Kevin, I wanted to switch gears a little bit and not talk quarterbacks, although that certainly has been the kind of cause that people have rallied around since last night's game. There was another guy who shone out again last night, although he was embarrassed to be caught from behind at the one-yard line, who has burst onto the scene for a lot of fans. Matthew Thomas, what kind of just jumped out to you when you first signed him this offseason as an undrafted player?
Well, you know, Matt always had the speed that you covet at the linebacker position. And, you know, he's a taller kid for a linebacker, an inside linebacker. But the ability to not only make some plays from the inside, but also have some outside pass rush ability, which is where, you know, he ended up coming from last night when he made the – I don't even know if we classified that as an interception or a fumble recovery. I quite haven't looked at the official stat, but it was a big play either way. You know, and he did get caught. It kind of reminded us of Lawrence Timmons in his when he was a young player, made some similar plays where he got caught as well. But, you know, Matt continued to make plays throughout the preseason. He's done a nice job. He's still not near being a finished product, but he certainly has put himself into, you know, consideration to be on this active roster. And we'll see again where it goes. Again, we don't have to make those final calls until tomorrow, and we'll continue to look at it, but certainly he's opened some eyes as he did at Florida State, and we hope he continues to do that.
One guy last night, while I was watching the game, Kevin, and saw him make one jump cut. Now, it didn't really materialize into anything. It got him a little bit of extra space, but then he got brought down. Ryan Switzer makes one lateral cut, and you could hear an ooh and an ah go up from the crowd. Like, this guy has a reputation, and maybe they had seen him do really tough things to Pitt, and that's why people were thinking that. Was that kind of it factor for him and that kind of threat that he presents the primary thing that drove you guys to make the deal to acquire him?
Well, you know, Ryan has had a great career at the University of North Carolina. You know, he continued that, honestly, last year as a rookie with the Dallas Cowboys, where you know, he was showed up as a kick returner. He showed up as a north-south punt returner. And honestly, we weren't happy with where our return game was. So when a guy like Ryan was available at this stage of training camp, we felt it was our duty to add him. And, you know, I think the crowd, because we had just traded for him this week, they were excited to see him, as we were, because we've seen video. We saw him play at the University of North Carolina, but we hadn't seen them in our stadium with us. So it's exciting. It was a start last night, but, you know, hopefully he's going to do a lot of good things to, you know, establish that part of our game, which we needed. We needed to get solidified, quite honestly.
Kevin, is Le'Veon Bell going to show up? And if so, when?
You know what? That's entirely up to Le'Veon. You know, we know where we're going to be on Monday. We know we're going to be preparing for the Cleveland Browns. Hopefully Le'Veon is here and he can get in here and prove to us that he's ready to help us beat them. And that's all we can say at this point, because it's totally up to him, and there's nothing you can do to change it other than encourage him to be there. But, you know, I know once he gets here, he will help us win games. But, again, until he gets here, we're going to focus on the guys who are here and how can they all help us get ready to beat Cleveland. And that'll be the focus. It won't be about one guy. It'll be about the 53 that we have, you know, preparing to play the Browns.
Kevin Colbert, one more question for the Steelers general manager. And you said focusing on the 53, but there is one guy who went sort of through a physical transformation from year one to year two, much like what Le'Veon Bell did, where he slimmed down and got a lot stronger looking, and that's James Conner. What did you see differently, and was it a moment one this year kind of difference? From day one, he just seemed like a different kind of guy.
Yeah, and, you know, to James' credit, I mean, he came in great physical conditioning, which, you know, as a rookie, he sort of did the same thing, but in all honesty, he was still, you know, only a half a year removed from full health from, you know, the cancer fight that he had. And coming in this year, he's proven to this point to the durability, which he hadn't been able to show us prior to that. And that's encouraging because James Conner, you know, the story's unique, but his ability to help us win was proven, I think, the capability of that with this preseason that he's had to date. So, you know, we look forward to James continuing to, you know, be able to help us. And again, if and when Le'Veon gets in, then we have James Conner to work with him. That'll be a nice compliment, because James has had a real good preseason to this point, and that's good for James, but it's great for us in whatever the combination happens to be as we move forward. And, you know, we're not only excited for ourselves, but we're extremely happy for that young man to keep his career on pace.
One last thing springs to mind, Kevin, as you were just speaking there with the if and when with Le'Veon. It seems odd that he wouldn't at least give you a heads up, like you and Coach Tomlin, hey, I'll see you guys Monday. But apparently nothing like that has happened, huh?
Well, again, that was really the scenario last season. And again, there's nothing you can do to a player that's not under contract. And in all honesty, we're focused on, look, the reality is he isn't here. If and when he gets here, we'll move forward. But, you know, right now we're focused on getting ready for Cleveland. And come Monday, that'll be with the 53 that we have available to us. And, you know, like I said, hopefully he gets in here and hopefully he's ready to go, because, you know, we have business to tend to, and we know he can help us once he gets here, and hopefully that's sooner than later.
Well, thank you for taking the time, and also thank you for being one of this show's most avid listeners over the years, Kevin.
I appreciate you guys, and best of luck with the new ventures. That'll be fun.
Thank you
so
much.
Thanks, Kevin.
We'll see you.
All right, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.